Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuis for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, would you give us some info on the two leading candidates for U.S. president?
Well, roughly about one-third of the United States voters are happy that Donald Trump has secured the Republican Party nomination to become president of the United States. As it turns out, about roughly one-third of the United States voters are happy that Kamala Harris has apparently cinched the Democratic Party nomination to become president of the United States.
Well, then, does that mean that both candidates have a two-thirds disapproval rating?
Well, actually, some polls do suggest that. But now let's look at their constitutional qualifications. Both were born natural citizens in the United States. Both have been residents of the United States for at least 14 years, and both are over 35 years of age. So according to the U.S. Constitution, both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris meet the requirements to become president of the United States. And whichever one wins a sufficient number of electoral votes will have met the constitutional qualification, presuming it was one of them. Now, as it turns out, supporters of Donald Trump point to his record as being a successful businessman, as well as his record as president of the United States, to demonstrate that they think he's the best qualified person for that job. Yet, Donald Trump wasn't always successful. Actually, he filed for bankruptcy multiple times when he couldn't pay back his creditors.
Well, the Bible must have something to say about that, especially since he could have repaid the debt.
Yeah, in Psalm 37, verse 21, it says, "The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives." And I heard Donald Trump basically say, "Well, there's rules and laws, but I know how to use them." Mm-hmm. Furthermore, Donald Trump is an admitted adulterer. And he said he never repented before God, and he approves of various behaviors that the Bible condemns. He despises many, and he promotes a type of nationalistic covetousness. Now, what about Kamala Harris? Well, on the news, I heard supporters of Kamala Harris point to her political career as a California Attorney General. Then she was a U.S. Senator. Then she's vice president of the United States. Therefore, they feel because of that, she's the most qualified person to be president of the United States. Mm-hmm. However, you know, in California, 50% of the people who take the state bar exam to become lawyers, they pass it on their first attempt. Kamala Harris didn't do that. But anyway, she did finally pass. And she began her career as a deputy district attorney in Alameda County, which is in Northern California. But then she connected with a very powerful married California politician by the name of Willie Brown. In 1994, she began dating him while he was a big shot, and he was also married. He was 30 years older than her. And Brown, according to the news, appointed Harris to the California Unemployment Insurance Appeals Board and Medical Assistance Commission, positions together that paid her an extra $80,000 a year on top of what she was already making as a prosecutor. Wow. And she was known as his 29-year-old mistress. So it seems like her adulterous affair with a legally married and influential man assisted her career advancement. I don't know if you heard what Roseanne Barr, the comedian, said about her, but she said Kamala Harris slept her way to the bottom. Later, when she was Attorney General, Kamala Harris made ways for her refusal to defend Proposition 8, which was a law in the state of California that says marriage is between a man and a woman. She didn't want to do that. Of course, that's how Jesus defined marriage. And as vice president, the role that the major media seems to think she was best at, by the way, was promoting abortion.
Well, in the interest of political fairness and equal time, what can the Bible tell us about Mrs. Harris's actions?
Well, the prophet Isaiah 59, starting verse 7, read this from the New King James, warned the following: "Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their past. The way of peace they have not known. There's no justice in their ways. They've made themselves crooked paths. Whoever should go that way will not know peace." Well, abortion is the shedding of innocent blood. And Kamala Harris has made haste to travel across the whole United States in order to promote it. She also tends to advocate a type of class envy covetousness when she discusses raising taxes to give benefits to various ones. Anyway, I consider that both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are evil.
In what way are they both evil?
Well, without going all the specifics, let's talk about some ways they're similar. Number one, they don't live like members of their professed faiths are supposed to live. Donald Trump is a Presbyterian, and Kamala Harris is some type of a Baptist. Number two, they both support LGBTQ matters. Three, neither one have called for national repentance. Four, neither seek first the kingdom of God. Five, one's an adulterer, the other's an adulteress. Six, they've both been involved in administrations that greatly have increased U.S. debt. Seven, they've been involved in administrations that have upset the Europeans. Eight, they've been accused of hypocrisy. Nine, they both made a lot of public lies. 10, the real solutions for what the United States needs. Now, I'm not trying to say there are any differences, and I know they have differing economic and climate policies, as well as various differences on abortion and racial matters.
Well, on your LGBTQ issue above, what is evil about merely supporting a certain viewpoint?
Well, if you don't believe the Bible, probably not a whole lot, but the Bible actually is pretty strict about this. Let me read the book of Romans, Romans chapter 1, starting in verse 26. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what's against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men committing what is shameful and receiving themselves the penalty of the error which was due. Because they did not want to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, covetousness, maliciousness, deceit, evil-mindedness, etc., etc. Verse 32, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, and not only do the same, but those who approve of those who practice them. So in other words, the Bible says, even if you're not doing those things, if you approve of it, this is bad. So yes, the U.S. election is a choice between evil ones. Don't place your hope in any human political leader.
So now that the Bible has shown us some of the errors or sins of a leader of a nation, what are some of the characteristics we should look for?
Well, if we go to the Bible, book of Exodus, chapter 18, I want to read something that God had Moses write, starting in verse 19. Listen to my voice. I will give you counsel, and God will be with you. Stand before God for the people, so that you will bring difficulties to God, and you will teach them the statutes and the laws, and show them the way which they must walk, and the work they must do. Verse 21. Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place them over to be rulers of thousands, of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of ten. Now, neither Kamala Harris nor Donald Trump could be called men of truth, nor do they truly endorse God's laws and statutes, nor do they hate covetousness. Now I'm going to go to the book of 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 23, starting verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel, the Rock of Israel, spoke to me, saying, he who rules over men must be judge, just, ruling in the fear of God. Neither Kamala Harris nor Donald Trump are just, nor do they intend to rule in the true fear of God. Hence, they're not people that Christians should endorse. Now, voting for Kamala Harris or voting for Donald Trump, it simply is not going to save the United States of America.
Well, a lot of people look to the president to save us. What does the Bible teach?
Well, if we go back to the Old Testament again, this time to Psalm 146, I'm going to read what the psalmist wrote with verse 3. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. Now, by princes, we're talking about basically political leaders, government leaders. Okay. So we're not supposed to put our trust in those because there's no hope. Now, I want to go to Isaiah chapter 5, and I want to read verse 20. The Bible says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." And I've heard both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump explain why they are good for the sexual immorality crowd. Mm-hmm. And again, both of them as their examples as adulterers and adulteresses in this case. But they say evil is good. And as far as voting goes, let me just comment that Exodus chapter 23, verse 2 has something that a lot of people do not seem to understand who claim to believe the Bible. It says, "You shall not follow a crowd to do evil." And so one part of the crowd's going to vote for, presuming these people stay and don't die and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. Some big part of the crowd's planning on voting for Donald Trump. Another big crowd is planning on voting for Kamala Harris. And there'll be little crowds that probably vote for various other ones.
Right.
But, you know, they're both evil. And the lesser of two evils is what a lot of times people say they vote for. But by that definition, it's still evil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as moral leadership for the country, if you listen to some of what they say, compare it against the Bible, say this is covetousness, class envy, hate, various other things, different ones. Isaiah had another prophecy I'd like to read. Isaiah 9, this time verse 16. "For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and those who are led by them are destroyed." But that applies to both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. But in our age now, we've got leaders who think it's okay to have teenagers get their parts cut off and put on various hormones because they think that this is good. Mm-hmm. You know, we've done some other things about this. You know, one of the things they've told parents is, if you don't let your child do this, your child will commit suicide or something along that line. Well, actually, they did some studies on that and found out, no, that's not true. And they've also done other studies. Sometimes the results of these studies, by the way, have been suppressed by our leaders, so-called. Other leaders, but leaders wrong way, who don't want the truth to come out, that people who go through these surgeries and stuff, they're not happy or it doesn't work for them. Mm-hmm. But they want to act like this is a great thing. Now, as far as what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to put our faith in Jesus and the coming kingdom of God. Not in the elections of the United States, not in the elections in other countries. The reality is, biblical prophecies are going to be fulfilled, and we're seeing the stage is being set for that right now. Short of soon national repentance, which neither Donald Trump nor Kamala Harris has called for, short of that, the United States is doomed. They're going the wrong way, and if anyone thinks that Kamala Harris is going to fix everything, or Donald Trump is going to fix everything, or their vice presidents are going to fix anything, you're deceiving themselves, because that's not the case. We need national repentance, and we need it fairly soon.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.